Shalom to his friends, he shares with his host for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, Lucibu Kagam Makarov, Khana Rezibus Mir Rivka, Lady Kaliyala Bravi Shalim, Rachi Barbisha Sagidov, Larichus Yamim, Shanim Tovos, and for Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Esther, Labracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yideihem. We're learning the Sugya of Chatzur Me'alechas in Bav Metzia, Daf Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says that since a Chatzur Me'alechas is not Koneh, that would mean then that if somebody's going in a Sfina, somebody's traveling in his boat, and some fish jumped out of the water and fell into the boat, then he shouldn't be Koneh, because the Chatzur Me'alechas. And says Rava, no, that a Sfina is really considered a rest. Sfina meinich naicha. It's the water that moves it. Since the boat isn't self-propelling, it's not considered a chatzir mehaleches, and therefore the owner is not kona the fish. Amalei Ravino, the Rav Ashi elamayata. But if you say that a chatzir mehaleches isn't kona, and Haisa Malechas, which is the Rabbin, that if a woman's walking, there's the Rabbin, and the husband throws her a get into her lap or into her basket, which she's carrying on her head. Achinami de la Magarsha, would you say here also, she's not divorced? And just the Gemara. No. Kilsa Meinach Naicha, really the basket is at rest. Vida Kamasagya Mitusa, and she's walking beneath it, but the basket is at rest. The basket is not a Chatzir Malechas. And since the basket's not a chatzir ma'alechas, she's kona. So in Tosas di Bramaskul, Sfina meinach naicha, umayidu kamamtula, that the Sfina is at rest, and it's the water that's moving it. Frektosis, what about a Talmud Chacham? It says in Kiddushin, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, that if a Talmud Chacham is riding on an animal, he's considered like he's mahalech. Aye, he's not riding, he's stationary, he's at rest. It's the animal that's riding. So why is he considered a mahalich? Here, it's not considered a chatzir malechas, a sfina that's in the water. But a Talmud Chacham is considered a mahalich, and therefore you have to stand up for him. Answers Tosfos. No. That there's a big difference. By Talmud Chacham, so he's moving. Since he's walking through the animal, you have to stand up for him. But here is a special din. Hacha chatzir mishum yadis rabbi. For if a shapir dumid yad, here the whole din of chatzir is only learned from yad. And yad is the same case. Yad is, the body is resting, and the goof is moving the yad. It only moves with the goof. But the yad is considered stationary. So since, in a case where there's something else moving, where X is moving Y is considered at rest with respect to Kenyan Chatzir, so too by a Sfina. Even though X, the water, is moving Y, the boat is considered at rest, just like the X, the body, is moving the Y, the hand is considered at rest. So since it's learned from hand, also by the boat, we consider the boat at rest. Frek Rebbe Kiveger, I don't understand. Dim kene gufatzim mikir mahalich, so the goof is called mahalik. So if a goof is called mahalik, then why does it help to put a get on her head? If she put a get on a woman's head, she shouldn't be divorced, and she is. And also, why if you put a get in the hand of her eved, it's called a chatzir mahalechas? The yad is naich. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, really, don't tell me that the hand is separate from the body, like Tosis wanted to learn. Rather, the hand and the body are one. And Pshat in Yada is that just like the Yad isn't Mahalik, meaning it doesn't go away from the Kona. The Kona is wherever the Yad is. So too, in any case, like a head. If you have a head, so wherever the head goes, the Kona is. So, since the Kona is always there, it's Kona. What's a chatzir mehaleches? Says Rabbi Kiveger, Mashenkin, chatzir mehaleches mehakone. But if the chatzir is going away from the kone, That's considered a chatzir mehaleches. But not where the chatzir is, not where the kone is always going together with what is being kone. So the yad is not going away from the kone. The yad is always with the kone. So therefore it's kone. Rabbi Akiva Eiger concludes that it's a tzarechi in gadol. So we're going to focus on Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. Akiva Eiger asks that apparently he's learning in Tosfos that they're mechalek the yad from the guf. They hold the yad and the guf are two different things, because the yad can be separated from the guf. You don't need the guf, the yad, to live. You can have a person without a yad who's still alive. If Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, he says, al akorcha, we have to say the yad v'aguf chadu, that the hand and the body are really one. Mashma that in the way he learned Tosis, the yad and the hand are two separate entities. And therefore, Rabbi Eger said, so if pshat is that the yad is separate from the goof, and therefore the yad is naich and the goof isn't naich, then what about the head? If you put a get on the head, which is an Ebershan Hashem Etzluya, but you need the get to live, so that should be considered a Chatzir Mehaleches. And he also asked, what about giving it to an Eved? Giving it to an Eved in the hand is Naich. So therefore he says, no, that really it's the head and the hand and the body are one. And if you put it in the hand is never going away from the kone. And if you put it on her head, the head is never going away from the kone, and therefore there's a kinyan. But if you give it to the Eved's walking away. So that's considered a chatzir mehaleches. However, we can say that Tosis holds that the guf is not the Adam. The Adam has a guf. And therefore, every part of the guf we say that the person is mehalech. And this chelek is resting. You could say that the etzem person is a mahalech. And this person, and this part of the body, is considered naich, is the etzem adam who's walking. And this part of the body, whether it's the hand or the head, is considered resting. And therefore we say with the head also, the head is also considered naich. The head is naich, the hand is naich. It's not a matter of Eivor Shana Shamatzliya by like Rabbi Akiva Eiger learned, but rather it's a matter of the person's body is be'etzim considered resting. The person himself isn't, the person's on the move. But the goof is naich. Whatever chelik you put the goof, the get on, is considered naich. It's just the odin that's mahalich. You would say the goof is the odin, so he's moving, so then every part of the body is also moving. But if you say no, the Adam has a guf, it's the Etzem Adam, and then he has a body. So you can say the Etzem Adam is moving, but this part of the body is stationary. It's more of a spiritual, philosophical type idea. Interesting. That's this is the Teretz of Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal in the Shiurei Iyun HaTalmud, Shir Lamed Beis. That answers the kasha from the head. Taka, the head is resting. The body is moving, the head is resting. But then, it still blibes to the second kasha, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So how come when you give it to an Eved, it's considered a chatzir mehaleches, the yad is considered naich? We also have to understand that Tosis compares Rochov kemehalech, gabei tamar chacham, to a chatzir mehaleches here. If that's the case, why do we say here that if a person would be walking, then he's not kone? So too, when that person is standing or sitting, kol she'ilu mehalech lo kona, omed v'yoshev nami lo kona. If when walking he's not kone, so therefore omed and yoshev is also not kone. That's what we see earlier on in the sugya about an animal, that even though an animal might be you want to say that it's the chutzah when it's standing still, but the rule is whoever can't serve as a chutzah when it's traveling is also not affecting an acquisition when it's standing still. That's what it says in our sugya. But thereby, Talmud Chacham, even when he's mahalech, he's not considered nach. However, when he's omeid, he is considered nach. So what are we comparing it to a Talmud Chacham for, when the Talmud Chacham plays by different rules? The Talmud Chacham, when he's actually stationary, then you don't have to stand up for him. He's considered resting. And when he's moving, he's moving. Even if he's moving through something else, so how do you compare that to our case, where the rule is that even when it's standing still, it's not considered standing still, if it could walk? So what's the tzushtel to Talmud Chacham, who clearly has a different set of rules? If it was comparable to a Talmud Chacham, then we wouldn't say that Kol She'ilu Mahalich Lokana Omid V'Yoshev Lokana. That whatever can't serve as a chutzer to acquire when traveling also can't serve as a chutzer when standing or sitting. But you see, by Talmud Chacham there is a chiluk. When he's taka standing or sitting, he's considered stationary. You don't have to stand up for him. When he's moving, you do have to stand up for him. But you see, there's a chiluk. Whereas we're saying no, that as long as somebody could move, like the animals, so then even when he's standing still, he's not considered standing still. So what are you asking from the Talmud Chacham for? Different rule. So it would appear from this, says Rabbi Abba, that Tosfos holds that in the din mahalich there are really two dinim. One din is that he shouldn't be mahalich b'cheftza. In other words, he shouldn't be a cheftza of mahalich mehakone. He shouldn't be this object that's going away from the kone. And the raya for this is from Omeid v'Yoshev. That he's not kone, even if he's nach, because it's a cheftz of mahalech. He can go from the kone, since the animal can go away from the kone, he's not considered the chutzer of the buyer, because he's a cheftz of mahalech. He is an object that goes, this animal. That's one din. There's a second din that it actually has to be at rest. So one din, that it has to be a cheftz of omeid, not a cheftz of mahalich, and b, it has to actually be at rest. And the raya is that the Gemara asks from Sfina, from the moving ship, and from Kalsa, and from the basket that she carried on her head. There, it's not a cheftza that's mahalich from the kone. This basket on the head or the ship. So we see, an animal is a cheftza of a mahalich, but not the kalsa or the ship. So we see that besides the requirement that it shouldn't be a cheftza of mahalich mehakone, it also has to be at rest before. And therefore, frek the Gemara, the Sfina is not nach, Sfina is not resting, the Kalsa is not resting. And these dinim are included in the Chiddush of Rava, that Behema Mehalecha is lo kona. Because since we require that it shouldn't be a Cheftz of Mehalech Mehakone, because it has to be similar to Yad, and therefore, Behema Mehalecha is not kona, and even Omeid V'Yoshev is not kone. Why not? Because it's a cheftz of mehaleches. Memela, it also has to be nach, because it has to be like the yad. And the yad is noch, like Tosfos says. The yad meinach naicha. Umamtula in gufe. So the body is propelling the yad. But the yad is noch. So it can't be a chefza mehaleches. And the meilet also has to be noch. Two requirements. Because even if it's not a chefza mehaleches, if it's not noch, then it, in this particular context it is. But if it's a chefza that normally goes, it's no good. And even if it's not a chefza that normally goes, but in this context it has to be resting. Just like yad. Because the yad is resting. Yad meinach naicha. Umam tulay gufa. It's just the body moves it along. And because of this, the Gemara asks a very good kashan rava from Svinan Kalsa. Since the behema mehaleches lo kana, why not? Because it has to be like yad, and therefore it can't be a chefza that's mehalech min hakone. It's like yad is not mehalech min hakone, so too it has to be noch like yad, and svin and kalsa aren't noch. And on that, and for the Gemara, svin and kalsa are really noch. It's the mayim that's propelling the svina. It's the woman that's moving the kalsa, but the kalsa is really considered noch. And therefore, throwing a get in there will be good. It would make life much more simple if the man would just put the get in the woman's hand. But then life would be a lot less interesting because we wouldn't have all these shilas. So according to this, now we understand Tosfos' kasha from Talmud Chacham. Because there, when the Talmud Chacham is writing, he's not considered nach. And we don't say that he is nach, and it's the behema that's moving the person. That's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos' kasha is, look at a Talmud Chacham. When he's writing, he's not considered nach. And it's behema that's moving the person. And we require nach. So since this person is not nach, then why do you then this person is not considered nach, and we require nach. So since we should consider him nach, because he's not moving, it's just the animal that's moving him, but he himself is nach. So just like by the ship, the ship is nach, so this Talmud Chacham is also nach, and it's just the animal that's moving him. What about the issue that in a chatzar mehaleches, if it could potentially be walk, then omer and yoshev is also not good? And we say that's different than a Talmud Chacham. That when he's omer, itaka is nach. So the answer is that by Talmud Chacham there's only one din, and that's the din of nach. So when he's standing, he's really considered nach. We don't care that he's a cheftzaham mehaleches. That's not a din by a Talmud Chacham. Whether or not you have to get up for him is not considered with the fact that he's a chefza mehaleches doesn't play a role. The only issue by Talmud Chacham is that his body is nach. So since that's the only issue by the Talmud Chacham, in other words, we'll call it din number two. Din number one is that it can't be by chatzar mehaleches, that it can't be a chefza mehaleches. And then there's din number two. Din number two is that the chefza has to be nach. When we're talking about sfina, the sfina, we're not asking al chefza mehaleches because it's not. We're asking al chefza that's nach. So we see, would the sfina not be kona because it's not nach? The answer is it is nach. It's naicha, and the water is moving it. The water is propelling it. So we say, we're in din number two of nach, that you require that it should be at rest. So then let's compare that to a Talmud Chacham. That a Talmud Chacham, there's also a nafkamina whether he's nach or not, with respect to standing up for him. When he's not nach, you have to stand. And when he is nach, you don't have to stand. And yet when he's sitting on the horse and he's riding, he's considered walking. He's not considered nach. He himself is nach. He's just like the ship. Just like the ship is considered nach, the Talmud Chacham should also be considered nach. Talmud Chacham should also be considered at rest. So why is the ship considered at rest and the Talmud Chacham not considered at rest? So now it doesn't bother us that the Talmud Chacham plays by different rules, because here we're only discussing din number two. We split up the din of Chatzar Malachas into two separate dinim, and one din is separate from the second. The din of Kol She'ilu Mahalech Lokana Omed V'yoshev Nami Lokana, that's because it's a Chatzar Malachas. That's one din. But in Sfina, we're not asking from that din. We're asking from the din that it has to be before, it has to be resting. If it's resting, then it's not considered a Chatzar Malachas. It's considered at rest. So when it's not moving itself and something else is moving, it's considered at rest. So Talmud Chacham is comparable to that. Talmud Chacham is also not moving. So why isn't he considered at rest and you shouldn't have to stand up for him? So that's the kasha from the Gemara. That's Tosis kasha. And with this, for Renfer, this the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says that according to Tosfos, that the yad is nach, so why doesn't it help to put the get in the woman's hand, in the hand of the Eved? And the answer is gevaldik, that the svar of Tosfos, the yad meinach naicho mantile and gufe, that the yad is really resting and it's just the guf that's moving it, that's only linyan din number two, the din of nach. That the Gabbai Talmud Chacham is not considered nach, and here it is considered nach, because it's dumya diyad, that it's meinach naicho mamtelem gufe. So here it is considered nach. But with respect to the second din, so this whole svar of yad is only the first din. It's only with respect to the second din of nach, that the yad is considered nach, but we still have the first din to be concerned with. And that's that it can't be a chefz of mahalich me'akone. If it's a chefz of yad of mahalich me'akone, then we don't separate the yad from the rest of the body. Because the gabe kviyus hachefza, the yad is it's one chefz with the guf. So to say that the hand is resting, we can say the hand is resting. But it's still part of the goof that it's still a chefza mehaleches. So alt nach, it's considered that the body is moving the hand. So it's considered nach. But you can't say that the hand doesn't go away from the kone. The hand certainly goes away from the kone. When the body walks away from the kone, the hand also goes away from the kone. So if you put it in the hand of the Eved, Memela, it's not Kona, because it's a Chatzar Mehaleches. Since, with respect to her Eved, the Guf, it's a Chefza Shal Mehalech Me'akone, Memela, the Yad, is also a Chefza of Mehaleches Me'akone, and therefore it is not effective to acquire a get. It doesn't affect the acquisition of the get. So this is a beautiful mahalach. So now we answered both of Rabbi Kivager's kashi. When you throw the get in her head, so the head is also considered stationary. Why is the head considered stationary? Because the person has a head. The person is walking and the head is stationary. Just the person is schlepping the head wherever it goes. So the male of the head is considered stationary. And the other kashi of Rabbi Kivager, of what about the one when you give an evid a get to her Eved in his hand, why is it not Kone? Aitosa says the hand is Nach. The answer is Enachinami, Mitzad din number two of Nach, it is Nach. But it's still a Chefza that's Mehalechas Me'akone. So klape the guf, it's resting. It's nach. But it's still one chefsa with the guf that it goes away from the konen. It's a chefsa that's mehalechas meakonen, like the animal. So memele mitzad that, it's not konen. It's at din number two. Or really mitzad din number one, that it's a chefsa mehalechas meakonen. We said din number two is din naich. Din nach. So you need to have both in order to make a kinyan chatzir. It needs to be that it can't be a chafsa ma'alechas me'akone, like an animal that moves, and then even Omed and Yoshe wouldn't be kone. And it also has to be nach. By Talmud Chacham, we only have a din of nach. That's the only nafkamina. And then we ask, just like the sfina is considered nach, it's not also chafsa ma'alechas me'akone, because the sfina is not be'etzem a chafsa ma'alechas. But by Sfina, the problem is that it's not Nach. So we say, no, Sfina is Nach. It's just the water that's moving it. So Tosu says, oh, you're talking in the world of Nach. So then why? What about a Talmud Chacham? A Talmud Chacham is also Nach then. It's just the animal that's moving him. So why do you have to stand up? So that was Tosu's Kasha, and Tosu's Machalik said, no. The hand here chatzir mishum yadis rabbi, and therefore it's dumya diyad demeinach naich umam to them gufe. So here the din is by a Talmud Chacham, as long as he's going on the way, it doesn't matter if he's walking or the animal is walking him. But here, where we're marbe mishum yad, here by chatzir being kone, it's kone mishum yad. So the yad is considered be'etzem nach. It's just the goof. Since the yad is nach and the goof is moving it, it's not considered that it's moving. So to a sfina. Sfina is just like a yad. That the water is moving it, but it's stationary. So therefore it's kone. But we know that Be'etzim it's not stationary, Be'etzim it is moving. So by Talmud Chacham, when he's riding on the horse, it is moving him. So merely have to stand up. So this you saw that in Chatz there are two dinim, that it can't be a chefze mehalechas me'akona, and it also should be nach, is meduyak mod b'lashon Rashi. Rashi writes in Dibur HaMaslam Mikana Kelim, v'chatzir mehalechas lo shaminan, detikni. Chatzim Malachas isn't Kona, the Chiyas Rabboi, when we're Marbin, Gitnain, Zion, Mimi Matze, Timatze, Biyodo, Gagel, Chatzir, Vakafifos, Rabboi, the Lo Nayid, Vahave Mishtamer. So it says we're Marbe, Gag, Chatzir, and Karpif. Two reasons. The Lo Nayid that it's Noch. And then he says, Vahave Mishtamer. Vahave Mishtamer is that it's a Chevtze, She'eno Mahalachas Meakone. And therefore it's mishtamer for the kone. So we have these two yisodos, we have a beautiful mahalach and tosus, we answer the kashas of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and we should all be zochem mitzashem, lil modu lelameh, lishmo belasas, so the time is called divrei salma tarasa b'yahava, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.